fiery horse, the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! I'll Silver!
Martin Craig moved into Carson Ridge as an attorney and settled in a comfortable home with his family. For several months, he conducted a private investigation of the affairs of the state's most powerful man, Joshua Snyder. From various sources, he gathered information about Snyder's underhanded activities, then arranged for a meeting with Snyder in his office. It was an evening meeting, and the office was in Craig's home.
You might as well get this through your head, Snyder. A lot of men in this community are afraid of you, but some are not.
You be careful, Craig. Be careful what you say. I can break you.
Yes, I know you've broken a lot of men, Snyder. But you can't hurt me, and you can't hurt the man who gave me some of the information.
Who is he?
Here, take a look at this.
The bullet?
Yes, look at it closely. It's made of silver.
Well, what about it?
Doesn't it mean anything to you?
Not a thing. Now, listen, Craig. I have money, plenty of money. I'll admit you have evidence against me, but I have money, power, and influence.
Yes, I know what you have, Snyder, and how you got it. You got your money by cheating, your power by double-crossing friends, and your influence by trickery, lies, and murder. And the people of this state are going to know about it.
Craig, listen to me. Listen to me.
There's a young man waiting in the other room. I had an appointment with him. I've kept him waiting because you pleaded for a chance to talk to me. Lower your voice if you don't want him to hear you.
Craig, tell me frankly, what are your plans?
I'm going to expose you, Snyder.
Yeah.
People are going to learn the truth about those federal leases you secured, about some contracts you've signed, and a couple of men who've been killed.
How much do you want?
Well, you have me wrong, Snyder. You've bribed a lot of people, but you can't bribe me.
Yeah. That silver bullet gives me an idea, Craig. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Snyder, don't be a fool. Put that gun away.
There's more than one way to shut you up. If money don't do it, maybe this will.
Snyder!
Take it easy. Take a look at him. I'll close the door.
Dead. You killed him.
Be careful, young man. Don't go for the gun. I still have a few cartridges.
Snyder, you can't get away with this.
You know me, huh?
Why, yes. Everyone knows you.
Who are you?
My name's Brad Wallace.
Wallace? Yeah, never heard of you.
I've got a little outfit at the edge of town. I haven't been around here very long.
You got a family?
Just a daughter. What about it?
Because I can't afford to go to jail. I have enemies everywhere. The jury would welcome the chance to hang me.
Yeah, I reckon so.
And I can't take chances.
What are you getting at?
You've got to take the blame for the shooting.
Me? Now, hold on, Snyder. You must be crazy.
Listen to me, Wallace. If you know me, you know I have power and influence as well as money. I'll give you money. $5,000. I'll testify. I'll say that I saw the shooting and that you killed Craig in self-defense.
Not on your life.
For $10,000?
If I had money like that, everyone would know that something was wrong.
I'll deposit the money to your account in Kansas City. You can leave here and go there with your daughter, set up a business.
If I don't hang...
You fool, you won't hang. I'll use all my influence in your behalf and get this, Wallace. If you reject my offer, you go to jail anyway.
What? Me go to jail?
Look, I'll say you shot Craig. I'll say I was waiting in the other room, heard the shot, came in, took the gun away from you.
Well, I've all the outlandish lies.
I'll be believed. Who'd take your word against mine?
Why, you ornery scheming lion.
You'd better think fast. Someone just came in the front door. It's probably Mrs. Craig. She went to visit the sheriff's wife. Now, remember what I told you, and don't make the wrong decision.
But I...
Consider your daughter. I'll see who came in. Hello, who's there? Who is it?
I heard gunshots.
His mask.
Well, you're...
You'd better drop the gun, Snyder.
Who are you?
Toto and I were nearby when we heard gunshots.
Well, there, Craig. Him dead.
Toto, you'd better go and get the sheriff. I'll stay until he gets here.
Me go right away.
I'll take that gun, Snyder. Now, this the gun that killed Craig?
Yes, it is. And if you want to know who killed him, ask this young man.
You?
It was self-defense. I killed him.
The Lone Ranger was surprised when Brad took the blame for the shooting of Martin Craig. But Brad stuck to his story when the sheriff arrived and Joshua Snyder confirmed it. That night in camp, the masked man gazed steadily into the small fire for some time, until finally Tonto broke a silence.
You think about death a man in town, huh?
Yes, Tonto. Craig came to this vicinity for just one reason. He came to serve justice, to expose Joshua Snyder for what he is.
You believe what young fellas say?
No, I don't.
Him tell sheriff why him kill Craig?
Well, he had a story for the sheriff. Said he wanted to borrow money from Craig, but there was an argument. Said that Craig drew a gun, and then he drew his own pistol and fired.
You not believe him?
No, Tonto. In the first place, Craig didn't have a gun.
Oh.
That fact will be brought out at the trial. Brad's story won't stand up.
What do you think happened?
There was every reason in the world for Joshua Snyder to murder Craig. I think he's the one who did it.
What do we do?
I don't know, Kemosabe. You'll have to wait until the circuit judge arrives.
Well, when him come?
He'll be here next week.
Oh. Maybe you go see Brad in jail, huh?
Oh, no, Tonto. We'll simply wait. I have a plan in mind, but it will take the help of Judge Thornton to carry it out.
It was the following morning when the sheriff came to the small cell where Brad Wallace was being held.
Well, there's no use asking how you slept, Brad. Don't expect you slept much.
Sheriff, my daughter. Where's Jean?
Oh, now, Brad, take it easy. Girl's all right. Told you she'd spend the night at my place. Missus took care of her. Now she's in my office. I'm letting you out of the cell so you can talk to her.
She's in your office right now?
Yeah. This way, Brad.
Does she know why I'm locked up?
I told her exactly what you told me. Go on in. You can see her alone.
Daddy.
Jean. Oh, Jean, honey.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy. Why have you been locked up? How long are you going to be here? Oh, why can't you come home?
Oh, there now, Jeannie, don't you cry. And now listen, I've got to tell you something, some good news. You're going to have to listen mighty sharp and pay close attention to what I tell you.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Good. As soon as I get away from this jail, we're going to leave Carson Ridge.
Leave here?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to leave that little one-room house and we're going to take a long trip. And we're going to have our new house in a big city.
Oh, really?
Now, don't you tell a soul. Because if you do, it might spoil everything.
All right, Daddy.
You promise now you won't say a word to anyone?
I promise.
Ah, that's a good girl.
I can't let you talk no longer, Brad. You got some business to do in my office.
All right, Sheriff. Run along now, Jean. Don't forget your promise.
Oh, I won't. I'll see you tomorrow, Daddy.
You bet.
Well, Brad, I reckon I'll have to put you back in the cell.
I'm ready, Sheriff.
That is, unless you want to sort of sit down and talk things over.
You've got my signed confession. That tells everything.
When the circuit judge came to town, there were a number of cases to be heard, mostly minor affairs. The case of Brad Wallace was kept over until the last. When his case was called, he presented the facts, admitting that he had shot Craig and pleading self-defense. When the evidence was all in, he was taken to an anteroom and held under guard.
Wallace, you've got a visitor.
Mr. Snyder.
Well, Wallace, things look all right for you.
How'd you get in here, Mr. Snyder?
Influence. We have a moment to talk before you go back into the courtroom. Now, don't worry. And don't change your story one bit. Everything's all right.
You sure?
Of course I am. I talked to Thornton.
You talked to the circuit judge?
Of course. You can see that you were wise to have me with you instead of against you. Now, everything is all right. And as soon as you're released, you go to Kansas City. I've deposited money there in your name. $10,000.
All right. But I want you to get something straight.
Yes?
I'm not taking the blame because of $10,000. I'm doing it because of my daughter.
Very well.
I'm doing it because I know I'll hang if I try to tell the true facts. You'd frame me tighter than a drum.
Wallace, the first law of nature is self-preservation. I'm simply observing that law. I'm preserving myself. Avoiding a hangman, you might say.
I hate myself for helping you get off scot-free. But I've got no choice.
You're right about that. You've got no choice.
Come on, Wallace. Brad's waiting for you.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, right this way. Here he is, Sheriff.
Brad, I've got to take you up to face the judge and hear the verdict.
I'm ready.
You should have told the truth, son. That's what you should have done. Judge Thornton's a man that deals out justice as he sees it.
Justice? How can there be justice in a place where Joshua Snyder runs things?
I wonder if you're not overestimating Joshua Snyder's importance.
Order the court.
Here's the prisoner, Your Honor.
Wallace, I've gone over every detail of the murder of Martin Craig. I've studied the statements you've made and the evidence as submitted by Joshua Snyder, who seems to have witnessed the shooting. I'm willing to consider anything that you have to say at this time.
I have nothing to say, Your Honor.
You claim you shot Martin Craig in self-defense?
Yes.
He drew a gun on you before you fired?
Yes.
Frankly, young man, I don't believe it. Martin Craig didn't have a gun. Looks to me like downright murder, and the killer's going to pay in full.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
hush fell over the courtroom, and Brad Wallace felt a sudden misgiving when Judge Thornton stated that he did not believe Brad's story, that he had shot Martin Craig in self-defense.
Murder calls for the death penalty.
But, Your Honor, I...
Quiet. I'm not going to sentence you to hang. I'm going to sentence you to jail and hope that the truth will be learned at some later date.
Jail? For how long?
For life.
Life?
Take him away, Sheriff. The case is closed.
No, no. No, Judge, I've been double-crossed.
The court is adjourned.
Snyder. Snyder, you double-crossed me. You didn't keep your word. Where are you? Where's Snyder? I've got to see him.
Come on, Brad.
I've got to see him.
There's your cell, Brad. Downright sorry.
But, Sheriff, you've got to listen to me. You've got to listen, I tell you. I was double-crossed.
Remember, Brad, I gave you every chance to change that statement before it was presented in court. But you wouldn't do it. You stuck to your story of shooting in self-defense. Now it's too late to change.
But, Sheriff, Snyder promised me...
Son, there wouldn't be one chance in a million of convicting Snyder.
Oh, there must be some way to show him up for what he is. If ever a man deserved hanging, he's the one. Isn't there anyone in this whole West that can deal out justice to a man like Snyder?
I'm wondering about that, Brad. I've got a hunch there is.
Huh? What's that?
There was a masked man in Martin's house. You remember him?
Yeah, sure I do.
His Indian friend came and got me the night of the murder. And look here. See this bullet?
What about it?
It's made of silver. This was on Martin Craig's desk. Don't give up hope, because you might have the Lone Ranger on your side.
The Lone Ranger had been disguised during the session in court, and Tonto had been near the jail when Brad talked to the sheriff. That night in camp, the two compared notes while the Lone Ranger replaced the disguise with his more familiar attire, including the mask.
Tonto, I believe Brad's story. Fits in exactly with what I suspected.
That's right.
Judge Thornton isn't a judge who can be fixed. He's like Martin Craig. Money won't tempt him. And Snyder knew that. He knew Brad Wallace would be convicted and sentenced.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thanks.
You say maybe you've got plans.
Yes, I was waiting until Thornton got to town.
Well, him in town now?
He's at the hotel, isn't he?
Not right.
Is his room on the first or second floor?
It's rear room, first floor.
Oh, that simplifies things, then.
You go see him?
Yes, we're going to call him right away.
Here, Gunbelt.
Thanks. Are the horses saddled?
Horses ready.
So am I.
Me tighten cinch, then ready to go.
We'll have to take a roundabout route and approach the hotel from the rear.
Me ready.
One silver.
Get him up, scout. Who's got both of them? There. Touch his room. You see light and window?
Yes. Easy, Silver. Stay here with the horses, Tonto, and stand guard.
Back door of hotel open.
I can get in that way, then.
Yes?
Judge Thornton.
Who's there?
Let me in.
Who? Mask!
Quiet.
You!
Don't try to get your gun, Judge Thornton. This is no holdup. I just came here to talk to you.
Talk to me about what? What do you want? Who are you?
I came to talk about the man you sentenced to prison for life.
Wallace?
Yes. Judge Thornton, I know that Snyder is a crook. I know he's killed a number of men and gotten away with it in one way or another. Martin Craig knew it, too.
The sheriff told me about a silver bullet that was found on Craig's desk. Also about a masked man who was at Craig's house soon after the shooting.
He did?
I'm under the impression that Craig was given a great deal of help in accumulating information about Snyder by the masked man who gave him the silver bullet. Do you know whether or not that's true?
I think I was able to give him some help.
You, huh?
Here, Thornton. This is just like the bullet I gave to Craig.
I see.
Judge Thornton, the evidence Craig had dealt with crooked contracts and leases. He might have been able to put Snyder in jail for a term, but that wouldn't have been enough. Snyder must be found guilty of murder.
If you're talking about the murder of Martin Craig, I'm afraid that case is closed.
But it must be reopened.
I can't think of any evidence that would offset what has already been used to prove young Wallace guilty.
There's evidence, but you'll have to help me.
Help you?
Yes.
How?
Write a letter to Snyder and ask him to meet you. Make it strong. Tell him you're going to give him a chance to explain a few things.
But I...
You'll meet him in Martin Craig's office.
His office was his home.
Yes, I'm aware of that. That's where he was killed. Now, sit down at that desk, Judge Thornton. I'll tell you what to write. And when the letter is written, we'll discuss the rest of the plan.
It was two nights later when Judge Thornton presented himself at the home of Martin Craig. Mrs. Craig left Judge Thornton alone in the lawyer's office and a moment later left the house. A half hour went by before Joshua Snyder appeared to keep his appointment, and the judge went to the front door.
Oh, come in, Snyder.
This letter you wrote me.
Yes, I know. Step right in. We'll go back to Craig's office.
I'll have you know, sir, I didn't like the tone of your letter. I didn't like it at all.
We'll discuss that in a moment.
Why did you tell me to come here?
Because Mrs. Craig graciously allowed me to use this house and her husband's office. It'll be much more convenient for our discussion than a hotel room.
Indeed. You could have seen me at my office. I'm there all day.
This office will be much more private. Step in.
We're alone in the house, you say?
Mrs. Craig left about half an hour ago. Now, I'll sit at Craig's desk. You sit there.
Thornton, my time is valuable. I hope you'll come to the point at once.
I intend to. Now, first of all, Snyder, tell me whether or not you deposited $10,000 in a bank, as you promised Brad Wallace you would.
You know better than to ask a question like that, Thornton.
Did you?
Of course not. Moreover, I made no such promise to Brad Wallace or anyone else.
He says you did.
And if I had, it would confirm his story, wouldn't it? It would be evidence that there was some measure of truth in that cock and bull yarn of his. Why, that murderer. He has a lot of nerve trying to blame me for Craig's death.
You know, Snyder, I've been looking over some of Craig's papers. He knew a lot about you. Some of it is in this envelope.
Indeed.
I'm inclined to put some credence in the story Wallace tells. The case of a murder. Motive is always important. You certainly had a motive for killing Craig.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. This envelope is ample cause for murder.
May I see the contents of that envelope?
Not now. The evidence will be presented in due time.
Why are you concerned?
I propose to take up where Craig left off. You have a lot to account for, Snyder. I don't think that you can stay out of jail much longer.
I thought I'd find you here.
Wallace!
You! How did you get here?
How do you suppose I got here? I got out of jail, and I'm going to square accounts. I came to get both of you.
Put that gun down.
Not on your life.
Put it down, Wallace. Do you hear me?
You put me away for life, Judge Thornton. Well, here's where I get even.
Look out!
No!
You got him.
Stupid fool. Stay where you are, Snyder. Let me look at him. I hated to shoot.
Well, after all, you had no choice. He came here to kill both of us.
Wonder where he got the gun. Here, hold it for a minute while I see if he has a pulse.
You should have sentenced him to hang in the first place. I guess this proves he's the killer. Hmm.
I don't think he'll ever kill another man.
He came at an opportune time.
Snyder, don't point that gun at me.
And why not? How do you expect me to shoot you without pointing the gun at you?
Shoot me? Snyder, you fool, you can't get away with that.
No. I disagree with you, Your Honor. Who is it to say that I shot you? It was Brad who did it. Brad Wallace. This is the gun he used. He shot you and you shot him.
By heaven, Snyder, I think you do intend to kill me.
That's a good guess. This time I'll take that evidence away with me.
Then you're a killer. You did kill Martin Craig.
Just as I'm going to kill you. Don't you wish you could go into court with that statement?
That's exactly what I intend to do.
Take it, Thornton.
Try again.
This gun.
It's empty, Snyder.
Empty?
The gun is empty and Brad Wallace isn't dead.
You're doggone right, I'm not.
What is this? What kind of a trick is this?
Vic is right.
The sheriff.
Get him up, Snyder. We have a case against you now.
You let Wallace out of jail. You sent him here with an empty gun. You set a trap for me.
That's right.
Well, this gun's not empty.
Now this.
My arm, I...
That's nailing him, Judge.
You won't get me. You won't get me alive.
Edwinda, he's going out.
Sheriff, stop him.
He won't get far.
Let me go.
Let me get that window open, what's left of it. You got him?
Here he is, Sheriff. You want him back to the window?
Hand him in here. I'll put handcuffs on the polecat.
My arm is broken. Be careful, you're hurting me.
These will hold you.
My arm. The judge shot me.
You'll forget about your arm when there's a rope around your neck. Come in here.
Judge Thornton, are you satisfied?
Entirely. I think we have testimony to warrant a trial of this man for the murder of Martin Craig.
And what about me?
Wallace, you swore to false testimony. But I think there are mitigating circumstances. In fact, I'm sure you needn't worry. You have a good man on your side.
The sheriff sure went all out to help me.
Well, thunderation, Brad. Judge wasn't talking about me. He was talking about the Lone Ranger.
I don't tell that.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.